I'm Jeremy Scott with Mission Network News. In India, Christian ministries are holding their breath and waiting. We'll tell you why coming up. Then stick around for a Great Commission status report. First, India's foreign funding laws present more problems for Christian organizations. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World reminds us.
The FCRA is the Foreign Contribution Regulation Act, and this is the law under which all donations from outside of India are allowed to come into India in support of charitable activities.
Most non-government organizations, or NGOs, rely on foreign funding to operate in India. When the government removes a group's FCRA license, it puts a chokehold on group activity, and communities suffer because they have nowhere else to turn for help. Or, like one Bibles for the World partner, groups are stuck in never-ending registration limbo.
They submitted these renewal applications back in 2021, so this is 3.5 years that they have been pending, nearly 4 years.
Recently, the government began issuing temporary 3-month extensions for groups in the limbo camp.
The current extension is only until September 30th. We're trying to get as many funds as we can to our partners so that we can sustain their activities through the end of the year at least.
Pray the nationalist government will soften its attitude toward Christian organizations. Pray that the Indian government will finish reviewing and renewing the FCRA applications that are pending, especially for Christian organizations. Meanwhile, we have the latest on a church in Turkey targeted with eviction. Government officials said the building is structurally unsafe, but a recent survey by the Chamber of Geological Engineers says the church building is sound. FMI's Patrick Anthony says,
they were given an eviction notice. It was supposed to expire at the end of August. They did appeal or apply for an extension, which was granted to them. They were given a 2-week extension. And in the meantime, they have been appealing to the new governor in their area, and his office has been reviewing the case. And so now they're sitting and waiting.
Yet, this church's ministry focus has not stopped, and new Turkish believers in the church are declaring faith in Jesus Christ.
A couple days ago, they were able to have a baptism service, which was very exciting. So the church is growing and very excited about God's work, and at the same time, they're waiting patiently to see what the authorities say about their gathering spot.
Anthony shares a request with you from our Turkish Christian brothers and sisters.
They have specifically asked that we pray for their patience, their faith, that would continue to grow and remain strong in the Lord as they wait. They are trying to walk faithfully with Christ no matter what.
Read more at missionnews.org. And we talk a lot about the Great Commission here on Mission Network News. While we love equipping you to help meet the remaining global needs, it's good to celebrate along the way too. For example, missiologist and head of Missio Nexus, Ted Essler, says,
great progress has been made, and many people groups do have a functioning national and indigenous church. It was the West to the rest, and now it's from everywhere to everywhere.
Yet, Essler says the final task that Jesus gave us is far from complete.
We still have some enormously large people groups, you know, ranging in the millions of people that have no Christian witness.
On the other hand, global connectivity and information access are at an historic high. Gospel resources are now available in most of the world's majority languages. Mass migration is bringing non-Christians into believers' backyards. Is it fair to say that, given current trends, there's really no such thing as a truly unreached people group?
But I don't think you can argue that there are no unreached people groups, because there's about 1,300 of them that have over 100,000 people that have no known church.
Ask the Lord what He wants you to do now that you know. Consider connecting with Missio Nexus if you have further questions.
Just like our culture in the West here is in massive change, global mission is in massive change. And helping people understand and think through the ramifications for that for their global ministry is really a large part of what we offer.
Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. Keys for Kids Ministries exists to ignite a passion for Christ in kids, teens, and families worldwide. This month, they're offering free devotionals designed to help you and your family spend time in God's Word every day of the year with the goal of growing disciples for Christ. Get yours free when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Jeremy Scott.